This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air. You hear that? Just like we're going to read this one right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight.
We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Subject, show business isn't for everyone. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 50-year-old devoted wife with a big problem. I've been married to a great man for 23 years, and we have two kids in college. He's a great provider, and we both have solid careers, but he has always had a big dream. He wants to be a big Broadway actor. My husband wants badly to be an actor, but he's never been able to make it work. He's auditioned for a lot of commercials. He's taken acting classes, and he has wasted our money on hustling his way into some big auditions, but each time, he was rejected. The most he's achieved is some unpaid adult roles in the local children's theater. To put it plainly, he can't act worth a darn, and he can't sing to save his life. I love him, but it's the truth. Our friends and family have sat through too many bad productions and local plays, and I simply can't do it anymore. We constantly have to lie and tell him he's good, and we know that we're giving him false encouragement. My biggest problem is now that our kids are in college, he has come up with the crazy idea of moving to New York so he can finally make it big as an actor. He has no professional experience, but he thinks he just needs to be discovered to get his first big break. I don't know how to tell him it's not going to happen without crushing his spirit. What is a wife to do when you know your man's hopes most likely will never be a reality? Steve, you're a superstar. So what advice do you have for someone who has to tell their spouse they're definitely not going to make it? He can't uproot my life with a delusion. Please help. Well, does he have any talent at all?
Home,
nothing?
Broadway.
Nothing? Because on one hand, you definitely need to stop lying to him. You and all your friends and everything, you all have to tell him the truth. If you really love him like you say you do, and those are really his friends, you guys have to sit him down and tell him the truth. Maybe he didn't take enough acting classes. Sometimes, you know, maybe he needs more. You know, sometimes you can, you know, maybe. On the other hand, you don't want to be the one to just kill his dream. This is a dream of his. So, you know, you have to support him as a wife because, you know, he's going to be crushed to know that you really don't believe in him. All right. But obviously he believes in him, in himself, which is a good thing, no matter how many rejections he's gotten, because, I mean, actors say this all the time about the rejections they have to deal with, and they do have to deal with a lot of rejection. And no, I don't think that you should uproot your life, but I do think, you know, maybe you should have one more good chance for him, you know, give him a chance to pursue his dream, you know. Pick a date, set up some auditions, send out some videotapes, video auditions. And if he gets a bite, if he gets, you know, a callback or something, maybe then he can go to New York if it's something permanent, okay? But I would encourage him to keep taking those classes because I don't think he should kill his dream.
You ain't been getting called.
He hasn't. He hasn't.
Shirley.
I don't want her to crush
him. You got to tell the truth,
Shirley. This time. I'm out for this. Too old for this. 50 years old. You've been with this man 23 years. He ain't made it yet. The damn kids is gonna have degrees before he make it. He's a great provider. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Got a solid career. That's what he is. But he's always had a big dream. He wants to be a big Broadway actor. My husband wants badly to be an actor, but he ain't never been able to make it work. He done auditioned for commercials. He taking acting classes. He done wasted money hustling his way into some big auditions. And every time he rejected, because he can't act. Your damn husband can't act. But what if that's why he always get, that's why he got to hustle his way into these auditions. Ain't nobody asked him to come down there. They had him at the other audition. He can't act. The most he's achieved is some unpaid adult roles in a local children's theater.
Wow.
Now his old fat ass is somewhere he'd a tree.
The tree?
You in the children's theater, your big ass is the tree.
You're wrong for that, too.
To put it plainly, he can't act worth a damn. I said this two letters in, two sentences in. He can't act worth a damn and can't sing to save his life. So if somebody had a gun on him and said, if you can sound like any record out today, I won't shoot you. His ass will be shot. I love him, but it's the truth. And the truth will set you free. Friends and family to set through too many bad productions and local plays. And I can't do it no damn more. Just sitting up lying to his old ass, telling him he good. And we know we giving him false encouragement. Your ass ain't nothing but a tree. Now he done came up with some crazy idea to moving to New York. You know how much it costs to live in New York?
Man, I'm telling.
Ain't no finna hire his old ass, and he ain't been nothing but a tree.
Steve.
When we come back, I'm gonna tell you the rest of it.
All right.
But you don't want to kill his dream. Ain't no damn dream.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's very sweet response coming up at 23 after the hour. Today's subject is show business isn't for everyone. It isn't for everyone, and it may not be for your husband. We'll be back with part two at 23 after, right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, show business isn't for everyone.
50-year-old man been married to this 50-year-old dude, 50-year-old woman. She been married to this man 23 years. Kids and went off to college. He been trying to make it as an actor all this time. He can't. He done been auditions. He always get rejected. He done hustle his way into big auditions. He always get rejected. He can't act. You know, he done been in some unpaid adult roles in a local children's theater. We all know what that mean. He can't act worth a damn. He can't sing worth a damn. He's a good provider, but other than that, he's not worth a damn. Now, let's just be clear.
Wow.
Friends and family done set through too many bad productions and local plays, and you can't do it no more. Well, you think you can't do it. Your friends is damn show tired of. Ah, he probably on them plays where he's selling tickets to it.
Oh,
everybody in the plane got to sell 15 tickets. Yeah, that's probably what he's doing. Now, he can't act. I was scared when I first saw this letter that, but because I thought it was about somebody I knew. But then it turned on me because, you know, he do want to be a big Broadway actor.
What are you saying? What?
I heard him giving up on line three.
He ain't never been able to make it work. Now, I was just saying it was somebody I know. He auditioned for a lot of commercial. He done took acting classes, but then it started going bad because he said, but he can't act worth a damn. So then I knew it wasn't Tommy because Tommy ass can act. But at first, I was very scared.
He was on board.
Oh, I was going to do it, but then, you know, he said he can't act worth a damn. And that's Tommy can really act, though. So I had to back up off that. So it's not nobody I know. He has no professional experience. He just thinks he needs to be discovered to get his first big break. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to tell him it's not going to happen without crushing his spirit. We got to get this spirit crushed.
No.
We have got, and soon, before y'all mess around and he find a place in Manhattan, and y'all ass going to starve to death. Going up there trying to be a starving actor. Now listen to me. First of all, here's the truth. This is not a dream that you're crushing. This is a delusion. He's delusional. He's not dreaming. This is a delusion.
Oh, man. Mm.
And if you go to New York, this gonna become a nightmare. Here's something else we need to come to the realization.
What?
All dreams don't come true. They don't. 16 years old, I dream of Michelle Pierce.
See, this, you're always making it about you. It's always about you.
Because then people can respect your transparency and maybe he can see some of him in me.
What
happened? Now, I dreamed of Michelle Pierce at 16.
Okay. And what happened?
Michelle Pierce been married twice to everybody but me.
She could have been Michelle Harvey.
Michelle Pierce came to one of my shows in Columbus, Ohio with her husband.
Uh-huh.
And said, oh my God.
That's just
handsome. I can't believe you've made it. She called me handsome.
She got you.
I knew she was lying to me. I, like somebody else, have never really heard that before. And it threw me.
What do you mean, like someone else?
He back over here?
No, so I didn't say nothing.
He just said, like someone else.
If you throw a rock in a pack of dogs, the one that holler is the one you hit. Junior knows he's not attractive.
Nah.
Jay knows he's not attractive.
Well aware of it.
I love him.
See that?
I'm not getting in this line.
You said no arguments here.
The only one on this show that got a problem with it is the one that's ugly.
I'm not getting in this line.
But I did. So very now well y'all, as an ugly man. No, I'm with you. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. All dreams don't come true.
I want to be handsome.
Now if you don't put this out of his head, y'all ass gonna be in New York. Yeah. And I can't tell you how much that's going to cost. And these great careers y'all got going to be over because his job don't transfer to New York. Nigga, he's going to be up there in the back of some Broadway theater sweeping, trying to be Evelyn Champagne King that he just going to bust out singing. Love is all I can want. Then he going to get fired from the mopping job. We need to stop this before it gets started.
His dream.
You and your friends need to sit down. Yeah. It's really not the friends. Don't include your friends.
Right.
You have to sit down as the wife and go, honey, listen.
Hurry, Steve.
You can't act or sing.
All right, thank you, Steve.
And if you don't stop this, I'm going to leave you.
No! Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Instagram and Facebook. At Steve Harvey FM. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.